This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq today, new U.S. casualties and reports that U.S. Marines may pull back from the city of Fallujah. 10 American soldiers were killed, 8 in a car bombing south of Baghdad. And fighting continued in Fallujah despite reports of an agreement that would end the 4-week-long siege by Marines, a siege that has left hundreds dead. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad and joins us with the latest developments. Philip, what can you tell us first about the latest fighting in Fallujah?
Well, there's news coming in of more airstrikes in Fallujah. There have been strikes of this kind over the last 2 or 3 days. There have been reports of explosions in parts of the city and of shooting in parts of the city too. These are believed to be concentrated in the Golan neighborhood. Now, this is the bastion of some of the insurgents, sir. Between 1,500 and 2,000 of them based in Fallujah, who have been fighting for weeks now with U.S. Marines.
And this is taking place even amid the talk of a deal by which the Marines would pull back from Fallujah. What's the status of this deal we hear about?
It's pretty unclear. It started with an announcement by Lieutenant Colonel Brennan Byrne of the U.S. Marines, who said that there had been an agreement reached under which a force of about 1,100 Iraqis would be sent into Fallujah to patrol there. These would be under the command of an Iraqi general from the Saddam era, and it would be called the Fallujah Protective Army. However, this has not been entirely confirmed by others in the U.S. establishment in terms of the Pentagon and so on. The Pentagon has said that there's no deal that they're aware of after speaking to commanders in Baghdad, although they didn't rule it out either. The Deputy Defense Secretary, Paul Wolfowitz, has also said that there's no deal yet and that officials are, quote, still working on it. We've spoken also to the military in Baghdad, who've suggested that we are cautious in assuming that anything absolutely concrete has been reached.
And what do you hear from Iraqis in Baghdad? What's their reaction to this notion of a deal?
Well, Iraqis are these days very skeptical about anything which resembles good news. We've spoken to half a dozen people on the street, and they were unanimous in their view that they were going to treat this information with great caution. They pointed out that ceasefires come and go, and so far none of them have really stuck. And I think they've also become, frankly, hardened by the level of violence that's occurring here day to day. After all, today we've had in Fallujah a situation where troops apparently opened fire on a car at a checkpoint, and some people were killed there, Iraqi people were killed there. It's unknown exactly how many. So they have got used to really grave situation and have ceased to trust the information that flows in their direction.
Back to Fallujah and the possibility of a deal there, all the cautions you're hearing, explain, what is so complicated? What are the difficulties surrounding this of getting an Iraqi-led force to take over and relieve the siege of the city?
Well, there are still some fundamental issues to be resolved. The U.S. still wants the arrest of the people who killed 4 Americans on the 31st of March and then mutilated them. They still want the arms that the insurgents have, and they would still wish to see that insurgency disbanded or destroyed. And it's not at all sure how the Iraqis will actually perform those that are sent in. Let's not forget that 4 out of 10 in the Iraqi security forces recently walked off the job because they were intimidated. Once the insurgency blew up anew this month, they left or refused to fight. So it's a very complicated situation, and the outcome is very unclear.
NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from Baghdad. Philip, thank you very much, and take care.
You're welcome.